Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The Christian church is defunct. The Christian church is defunct. It is insignificant. It is dead, even while it seems to live. And we must remember that. Of course, the church leaders want you to think that it is important. The church is important. They want you to think that the church has power. But the church has been condemned to death. And I'm speaking about the Christian church. It has been condemned to death in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. And that should be front page headline. But that's not all. That which the church advocates is rendered void. Now, this is huge. Romans 4:14. Faith is made void. That's what the statement says. What faith? The faith that is in Christ Jesus is made void. Okay? Matthew 24:12 says, the iniquity of the church abounds. Let me turn to it and read verbatim. Matthew 24. Okay. Matthew 24:12. 12 says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Iniquity. What iniquity is being spoken of here? We're speaking about the iniquity of the church, the iniquity of the Christian religion, the iniquity of the faith that is concerning Christ Jesus. Iniquity of the church abounds. You see churches everywhere, don't you? Everywhere. Everywhere the Gentiles are, there are churches with ministers and people attending them. But the church has been condemned to death and should have gone out with slavery. Iniquity of the church abounds, and because it abounds, the iniquity of the faith which is in Christ Jesus abounds. That faith also should have gone out with slavery. The Christian religion, the teaching which concerns Christ Jesus, should all have gone out with slavery. The law, Ezekiel 21:29 says, "Iniquity shall have an end." The law, Romans 6:21 says, "The end of those things," the Christian religion, the faith which is concerning Christ Jesus, those things, the end of those things is death. Death has already been pronounced upon the Christian church and the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Wow. This is news of great moment. And as I said before, we must remember these things and we must act on these things, that is, departing from the faith that concerns Christ Jesus, departing from the Christian religion, making no excuses and giving no excuses for it, on excuses that it is wickedness. It is gross wickedness, and those things are dead. Those things should have gone out with slavery. And now you free yourself of them. You don't wait for the Gentiles to burn up all the churches and stop teaching Jesus. You go ahead and do that which is right. Do that which is good. Act against the evil of the Christian religion, the evil of the faith that is concerning Christ Jesus. Okay, the announcement here, Acts 24:15. Let's turn to it. Acts 24:15. It says, "There shall be a resurrection of the dead." That's the announcement. And a question is asked with regard to the resurrection of the dead in Acts 26:8. The question, "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" Now, as we get into this, the definition of resurrect or resurrection is called for. Resurrect, the verb, means to bring back into practice, notice, use, remembrance, etc. To bring back bring back into remembrance. Use practice. Remember means to have an event, thing, or person come to mind again. You have coming to mind again, and you have bringing back into notice or remembrance again. Remember also means to bring back to mind by an effort to bear in mind. Be careful not to forget. Okay. And let's keep this in remembrance. Resurrect. Remembrance. Bring back into notice. Bring back into remembrance. Okay. Now let's apply. There shall be a resurrection of the dead. Acts 24:15. Let me close my parenthesis. Okay. There shall be a resurrection of the dead. There shall be a remembrance of the dead. There shall be a bringing forward for consideration of the dead. Okay. And I will identify the dead. Dead here. The dead shall be brought forward for consideration. What are the dead, or who are the dead? The dead here is a reference to the judgment of faith in Christ Jesus. The dead is a reference to the faith that is in Christ Jesus. I said earlier, these things are dead. The Christian religion is dead, even though it seems to be alive. The dead. The Christian religion and the faith that concerns Christ Jesus. These are dead things, or they were dead things, and what I'm doing is bringing them forward for consideration. Bringing them forward for your hearing and your learning. That's what's happening. That is the resurrection of the dead. These dead issues that were in the Bible and have been in the Bible long as the Bible has been. But there were dead issues. That means they were not issues acted upon. They were not active issues. They were not, the people were not recognizing and responding to those issues. They were dead. Okay? I resurrect them. I bring them forward for your learning. This is what the resurrection of the dead has to do with. The resurrection of the dead has nothing to do with God resurrecting dead bodies from graves and wherever they are. Nothing to do with it, because God does not do that. Okay? God does not go and resurrect dead bodies, dead, you know, people who have died. Okay? I responded to that in an earlier broadcast, saying that the Bible asks, if a man dies, shall he live again? And that's Job chapter 14. And in that same chapter, it answers the question. Man dies, he lies down, and he rises. Not. So that's settled. That's settled. As much as we know, men do not rise from the dead. God does not. That is not one of his duties to resurrect dead bodies. Bodies of dead people. That is not a duty or requirement of God. Okay? But God does resurrect dead issues. Okay? The dead issue of the judgment of the church, the dead issue of the lying ministers, the dead issue of the Gentiles' curse against black people, all of these things are in the Bible. Even the dead issue of the resurrection itself, which I clarify. I even resurrect the dead issue of the resurrection. Isn't that something? Yeah. Okay. The dead issue of faith concerning Christ Jesus. I bring them alive. I cause them. And we act on them. I elucidate on them. I speak on them. And I speak on them, bring them forward to your attention for your learning. That is what the resurrection of the dead is about. Okay? So let's get that. Let's embrace that understanding. Let's keep that understanding. All right. Good. Okay. So, again, Acts 24:15, which says there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Resurrection could be remembrance. There shall be a remembrance of the dead. There shall be a bringing forward of the dead. And I have cited a few of the dead that I am bringing forward. I have brought forward. Okay? So the question, Acts 26:8, why should it be thought a thing incredible that God should raise the dead? We know what these dead things are. We know what the dead is. We know what it references, okay? Dead issues that have been in the Bible, okay, which God brings forth for the people's learning, for the people's information, to make them aware of, okay? Good. Now, here's something. Is Ecclesiastes 1:11 true or false? Ecclesiastes 1:11. I'm turning to it. Okay. Ecclesiastes 1:11. What does it say? It says, there is no remembrance of former things. Is that statement true or false? We will pinpoint the answer later on in this broadcast. But keep that in mind. That's a true-false test for us. There is no remembrance of former things. Next, the good and the bad. Deuteronomy 9:7 and Isaiah 43:18. All right, Deuteronomy 9:7. Remember and forget not. That's the law. It says, remember and a simple commandment. Remember and forget not. Okay. And the next Isaiah 43:18 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So, on the one hand, I am told to remember and don't forget. And on the other hand, I take that to be the good. And on the other hand, the bad says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So I bring before you the good and the bad. And remember, the good is remember and forget not. Okay? And the bad, do not remember the former things and do not consider the things of old. But that is just what we are doing. We are considering the things from a former time, but they are still applicable to us now. Such things as the faith that is in Christ Jesus, such things as the Christian religion, Christianity, such things as the iniquity of the ministers of Christ Jesus from the papacy on down. Yes, we are remembering. Why? Because God is resurrected. That's a wonderful thing. Remember, good advice. That's good advice. And don't forget. and the bad advice. Do not remember the former things, and do not consider the things of old. But yet these things of old are in the Bible. The former things are in the Bible, and the Bible itself tells us that these things are for our learning. So we know we're on the path of righteousness when we remember and we forget not. There are those who would want you to forget. To forget the iniquity of the Gentiles, forget the sin of the Gentiles, which they have done against black people. Yes, there are some who would have you forget that. That's in the past. It's still in the Bible. And the Bible says, remember. And don't forget. Yes, because it's not done yet. It's not over yet. The Gentiles must be judged. They must receive and carry out the judgment that has been already set for them to carry out. And the Bible will not forget that. God will not forget that. And don't you forget that. You talk about it, just like I talk about it here. You bring it to people's attention. Yes, yes. Remember and forget not. Don't be afraid to talk about it. These are present-day issues. Present-day issues which the Gentiles do not want to be brought forward. They are not going to bring them forward because they are against them. The Gentiles' own, let's call it holy book, because the Bible is not a religious book, okay? It is a law book. The Gentiles' chief law book, the Authorized Version Bible, is against it's their people. And they know that. They know what's in this book. That's why they don't want you to know what's in it. So they tell you lies about it. And you believe the lies. The masses of our people believe the lies that the Gentiles have told us about. Things in the Bible. But the Bible gives us true accounts of these things because the Bible, being a law book, it is also a record book. It has evidence against the Gentiles. Yes, they put it in here themselves. They put it in here themselves. Okay? And let's change this thing. Let's make this thing right here. You know, I've heard people say if you don't want black people to know something, put it in a book. Let's change this thing. If you put it in a book, black people will know it. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you put it in a book, black people will know it. If it's in the book, we will know it. If these things are in the Bible, we will know it. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will remember and forget not. God is a resurrectionist. He raises dead issues. He raises dead, crucial, very important issues. Because there must be a judgment. The Bible says there is a judgment. The Gentiles even preach themselves and teach that judgment day is coming. Well, it is here. Judgment day has arrived, okay? They've been expecting it, and it has now come. God has raised the issues of judgments that are against the Gentiles. And we should be very excited about these things, very interested about these things, because these things concern us. These things concern the actions of that the Gentiles took against black people. Mm-hmm. The Bible has not forgotten, neither has God. God remembers, God resurrects. Mm-hmm. That's his job. Should it be thought strange to you that God should
resurrect the dead. Okay? The commandment is given. There's a commandment in Matthew 5, I believe. Is it 5? Matthew 11. Let's turn and speak. Let's turn and speak. Okay. Okay, look here. Matthew 11, verse 5. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go ahead. Let's go back to the outline. Okay? Go back to the outline. The Gentiles asked God something in Psalm 79, verse 8. And we'll get to that, but I was trying to jump in later. Psalm 79, verse 8. Listen what they ask God. They, the Gentiles, ask God here in the Bible. Okay. They say, oh, remember not against us former iniquities. They ask God, don't remember our former iniquities. What are their former iniquities? Their former iniquities are invading the land of the black people, taking the black people into captivity, killing many of them, slaughtering many of them. Oh, gosh. Their iniquities are dehumanizing black people. Their iniquities are reducing black people to the status of merchandise that can be bought and sold. Yes, yes, these are their iniquities. Do we have evidence about that? Evidence of that? Yes, we can turn to Revelation 8. Here's one piece of evidence. Revelation 18, that is. Revelation 18. Okay, 18, and you can start with verse 12. Let's start with verse 11. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore, the merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, fine, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and oils, and ointments. All of these things, most of them are things that are bought and sold, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves. Slaves listed among things that are bought and sold. That, what I've just read, is a hard piece of evidence against the Gentiles. Okay? That's why they put it. That's evidence against them, against themselves. Okay? Yes. That is wickedness. And they ask God, what do they ask him? They say, remember not against us former iniquities. But God remembers. They ask God, remember the word for remember, resurrect. Resurrect not against us their former, our former iniquities. Do not resurrect against us our former iniquities. The resurrection is against the Gentiles. And they ask God, do not resurrect those things which are against them. But God does resurrect their former iniquities. Okay? Justice, people, and if righteousness, righteous judgment, judgment, that's what this is about. It's not judgment. Is justice a different issue? Yes. This is judgment against the iniquity. This is not justice for the black people, but this is judgment against wrong. Are we getting this? That the resurrection is against the Gentile. Why? For for their former iniquity. Right? The Gentiles must be brought to justice for their wrong. The Gentiles have a duty to do for their wrong, their misdeed, their wickedness, their evil done against black people. The Bible does not forget. You may forget, but it's still in the book. The Gentiles may want you to forget, but it's still in the book. And if it's still in the book, it's there to be dealt with. You are not more righteous than those who wrote the Bible. Okay? You are not more righteous than them. And those who wrote the Bible want you to escape the evil. Because as long as you are a part, as long as you say you are a Christian, as long as you accept the immoral, unsound, evil teaching, Jesus died for your sins, you are in the problem. You are a part. You have become a part of the problem. It's wickedness, and you believe the Gentiles just on the basis of them telling you. They gave you no proof for anything they told you. Doesn't that sound? No proof at all. They just told you Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. The Bible does not tell you Jesus loves you. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Be one time where the character, the fictitious character, Jesus said, loves you. It's not there. The fictitious character Jesus was a lawbreaker, a sinner, one who breaks laws willfully, repeatedly. That's the character Jesus in the Bible. And your enemy told Jesus is a good man, he's a righteous, he's the Son of God, all those lies. So it is time that we wake up to the truth. It is time that we get excited about the truth. It is time that we take up the truth. It is time that we receive the truth, support the truth, believe the truth, know the truth, love the truth, live in the truth. And if you live in the truth, then that means you have parted from the evil, you have forsaken Christianity, and you have turned to God, the true God, the living God, the one who shows you the way of salvation, the one who gives you the way out, the one who shows you that Jesus in the Bible is not your Savior, the one who shows you that when you go to church or your people go to church, they lie to you or they lie to your people. The one who offers you salvation, he offers you the way out of evil. He offers you the way. He shows you the evil, and then he gives you the way to escape the evil. And God tells you, you can live without the evil. You can live without Jesus in your life. You can live without the lies in your life. You can live. Forsake the foolish, the old foolish teaching. And if you're around foolish people, forsake them too. Forsake the foolish and live, but that's not all. and go in the way of understanding. When you go in the way of understanding, when you depart from the evil and you go in the way of understanding, you go in the way of God. You have faith in God. Faith is believing. Believing what God has said. Believe this, Pete. Faith in what I teach. Yes, faith in God. Faith in what I teach. Okay. You trust God. You trust Him. Because think about this. God gives you reason to trust Him. You don't trust God blind. God gives you reason to trust Him. The Gentiles never gave you reason to trust Him. If anything, they've given you all the reason the world needs to not trust Him when they have taken everything away from you. Think about the blacks who were scattered abroad. Their progeny, their offspring. We, their offspring, we are in the land of the Gentiles. We don't even know where we're from. The only reason we say we're from Africa, those of us who do say that, is because the Gentiles told us that. We don't know our former languages. No, you don't. You don't know. Gentiles will tell you any kind of lie. They'll make up anything. They'll make up. That's just true, people. That's just true. Every Sunday they come on preaching Jesus. Why? The Bible says they are. Their own holy book. And they know it. But they are liars. It tells the truth about them. They confess that they are liars in this book, the Bible. So don't think it's a strange thing that I'm saying I'm calling the Gentiles liars. I'm calling them what the Bible calls them. They confess in the Bible. They have a confession. I and my people are wicked. Yes, they are wicked. You know they are wicked. Look at what they did to black people. You think they're good? You think that was good what they did to us? And we have some black preachers crazy enough to say it was a good thing the Gentiles enslaved us. What foolish. No wonder the Bible says, forsake the foolish. Forsake the foolish. That's the most ridiculous thing anybody could say. That it was good if they enslaved us. And that was evil. There ain't no way you can make evil good. No way. No way. All right? So they ask God, remember not against us former iniquities, but that's vanity with God. Because God has remembered and God has resurrected their evil deeds, their iniquities. Moving on. Hosea 8:13 and Hosea 9:9. But I mean something is God gives you reason to trust Him. Gentiles never gave you anything. No, and you never asked them to give you reason. You never even asked them, give us a reason why you say this. Show us some kind of evidence. You never asked them, and they never gave it to you. Because they don't have anything to give you. Nothing but no lies. Okay. Hosea 8:13. Okay. Now will He remember their iniquity. Now, in this day and time, there is a time for remembrance. Now will He resurrect their iniquities. Remember? Now will He resurrect. Because that's what I'm doing now. You know, in this day and time now. I've been doing it for a little while now. So resurrection is not just a one-act thing. Resurrection is a continuing thing that is a continuous thing. It's a thing that is in progress. resurrection. It's not just something that takes a minute or an hour. No. It's in progress. It's a thing in progress. It's a thing that takes time. How much time? I don't know. But I'm still dealing with it. I'm still resurrecting issues. Still resurrected. You know? I'll be done when I'm done. And then we can say that statement that is in the Bible about the resurrection is past, but it's not past right now. It's still in progress right now. So the resurrection is not past right now. It's a thing in progress right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's in Hosea 8:13 and Hosea 9:9. 8:13 reads, "Now will he, God, remember or resurrect their iniquity and visit their sin?" That's what I'm doing now, this day and time. And 9:9, "He, God, will remember their iniquity. He, God, will resurrect their iniquity. He will visit their sins." Both statements are true. When? Now. Now. I've been doing this for a little while now. So those things are things that are in progress. God resurrecting the iniquity of the Gentiles and God visiting the sin that Gentiles have perpetrated against black people. Do you know that that's what the Bible deals with? Why you think the statement in Revelation that I read, you know? The iniquity that the Bible talks about that the Gentiles committed has to do with their invasion of black people's land, their taking of black people's land, property, taking of black people's lives, casting black people into captivity, into enslavement, which was hell, and dehumanizing black people. These are things the Bible deals with. The Bible talks about these things through and through. And as we notice, even in the very last book, Revelation, you know, Revelation 18. So who among you can say the Bible does not deal with the issue of the Gentiles' enslavement of black people? If you say that, then you don't know what you're talking about. You just like the Bible says, you know nothing at all. Care who you are, of what race you are. The Bible talks about the Gentiles' enslavement of black people and iniquities, the Gentiles' iniquities against black people through and through. And the thing about it, everything in the Bible, everything else in the Bible is related to that wickedness, what they did to black people, what the Gentiles, alias white people, did to black people. If you are teaching Bible and you are not teaching that, or you are not teaching these things that I have resurrected and do resurrect, then you are not teaching Bible. You're teaching something else. And you're lying on the Bible. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're lying. Mm-hmm. Okay. God remembers their iniquity, and he visits their sins. God, the living God, sitting right here talking to you, the living God resurrects the Gentiles' iniquities, and he visits their sins. Because they have provided those things right here in this very book here, the Bible. God does not need to leave his house to visit the sins of the Gentiles. He does not need to leave his place of residence to resurrect the iniquities of the Gentiles. Doesn't need to leave his house at all. Mm-hmm. Very good. These things are huge. Why? Because the Bible talks about it. I want the Gentiles to take it up and say, hey, the Lord God Israel has brought these things.
And these things are a great moment. And we have them on primetime news, ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, all the news networks covering these issues which God has raised. They're not going to do that. Well, let's put it like this. I don't know what they're not going to do. They have not done that up to this time. They have not done. But the Gentiles know they have a duty to perform. That their book, the Bible, Authorized Version Bible, has assigned to them. They know that. They know that these are very important issues. They know that because it changes everything. These issues change everything about the Gentiles. They know that. So again, what do? You don't be a follower of the Gentiles. The Bible tells you to follow God. You follow God and you depart from sin. And you try to get all your family members to depart from sin, all your friends to depart from sin. Anybody you can get, you get them to depart from the evil. That's exactly what the Bible calls it, evil. They admit we have done evil. We have done wickedness. To who? To black people. To black people. Mm-hmm. Some man or woman standing up talking about, I apologize, you know, some Gentile man or woman standing up talking about, I apologize, for the Gentiles or alias white people enslaving black people, that's insufficient. That's insufficient. It's not enough. The Bible tells them what they must do. It tells them what they must do. And one thing it tells them to do is submit to God. It tells them to humble themselves in the sight of God, submit to God. It tells them what God has told you to do and what he tells you to do, do it. That's what it tells. That's what this book, the Bible, Authorized Version Bible, tells Gentiles. It tells the Gentiles to worship God. Who? What God? The living God, the true and living God, the one who resurrects the dead, the one who clarifies the issue of resurrection, the one who resurrects the issue of the resurrection. That's something. Yeah. It tells them what to do. It tells them clearly what they must do. It says these are the things you must do. What must mean? M-U-S-T. Must mean must. Must mean you are obligated to do these things. It implies obligation. You know, not whether or not you would like to do it, or maybe you don't want to do it, or maybe you need to vote on this castle vote. maybe you need to hold an assembly, and consider this. No. The Bible tells the Gentiles, as they well know, what they must do. And it tells you what you should do, as in departing from the faith, forsaking the foolish, and living, and going in the way of understanding. And it tells you further, God gives the understanding. God gives the wisdom. Wisdom comes from God, knowledge and understanding. That you don't get it on your own. It comes from the living, the true and living God. Are you wiser than God? Are you wiser than the people who wrote the Bible? Remember and forget not. The Bible does not want men to forget what the Gentiles did
to black people.
How clear can it get?
And it goes further to tell God, do not forgive the Gentiles. That's what they say in their own holy book. Forgive them not. That's unforgivable, what they did to black people. It's two things. It's unforgettable, should be. It should be unforgettable, and it should be unforgivable. And the Bible does not forgive them. And they wrote the Bible, okay? So they know what's right. They put in the Bible what is right and what is good and what is proper and what is fitting and what is appropriate and what is necessary. Speaks about these necessary things. Necessary. Not a matter of will, but a matter of law. Respect for the law. The Gentiles must carry out the law. That's in their chief law. The authorized version of the Bible. They must carry out the law. They must honor the law. They must honor their own law. It's their law. But isn't that something? We find that in this episode that kind of dip my mind there. Let's get my back, okay? Maybe it'll come back. But anyway. We know what, in this episode, we learn what the issue of resurrection is about. The true resurrection. The true resurrection. That God raises dead issues and brings them forward. Called us to become aware of them, knowledgeable of them, and to give us reason to act, and gives us direction. Direction gives us clarity of the issues, that which the Gentiles never have done, because they never have given us truth. All the issues, any issue about them. They perverted the whole thing. Their teaching, the Christian religion, the Christian teaching is perverted. It is a perverse teaching. That's stated in the Bible. I can show you scripture after scripture after scripture. And if you believe, you believe. I can tell you about scripture after scripture after scripture. And you know what? Those who are going to believe me, they go either way I go. Because I have given reason for you to believe. That which the Gentiles never have done. And you never asked them to give you reason. Isn't that so? I know I said this earlier, but I'm saying it again. They never gave you reason to believe it. And you never asked them. When I say you, black people never ask. To give reason of anything they think and teach in religion. As they say in the Bible, they preached and you, black people, believe. Now, you are not. You black people are not the only ones who believe what they teach them. But I'm speaking to black people, okay? You're not the only ones who were taken in deception. You're not the only ones who believe the lie. Other people did too, but I'm speaking now to black people. You're not the only people that they conquered. But I'm speaking to you, black people. And I do know, as they teach, that they enslave us, and that's evil. That's an evil which the Bible addresses and deals with. And they will do, the Gentiles will do anything. They will special on ABC, NBC, CNN, anywhere, talking about Jesus being a real character. Anywhere. You know, some of you have seen those specials. They'll go to great lengths to keep you fooled like they believe Jesus was a real character. They don't believe a lot. As they say, again, they preached and you believe. But see, they made slaves believe. And that's all it took. And from generation to generation, ever since we've been free, we brought the lie that they told us into the free world. The world, you know, where blacks are free. And we passed the lie on from generation to generation. Now it's time to pass the truth on from generation to generation. So that no succeeding black generation should be taken by the lie. Let's stop it now. Let's stop it now. Now is the time to do the right thing. Now is the time to depart from the evil thing. Now is the time to depart from the wicked, immoral, unsound teaching concerning Christ Jesus. Now is the time. The Bible says, now is the day of salvation. Now. Now. You have more truth about from God, the living God, the present speaker. You have more information, more truth than you will ever need to depart from the faith. Now. Now. So what are you going to do if you have not already departed? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Be a leader. Be a leader. Hear the truth and act on the truth. Yes, you've acted on the lie. Your people have acted on the lie. Now act on the truth. Act on the truth. Let's close this out. Okay. God remembers the iniquities of the Gentiles. God resurrects the iniquity of the Gentiles, and he visits death beds. Revelation 18, verses 5, 8, and 9. Verse 5 says, God has remembered her iniquities. Whose iniquities? The Gentiles' iniquities. The iniquities of the church. The church was a leader in the Gentiles' invasion of black people and their lands and the Gentiles' enslavement of black people and the Gentiles holding black people in captivity. The church, the Christian church, was a leader in it. And God has visited. God has resurrected her iniquities, the iniquities of the Christian church, period. She shall be utterly burned with fire. She is made desolate. All the Gentile churches one day are to be destroyed. They are to be made desolate, uninhabitable, okay? Ruined. Judgment is, Bible judgment, righteous judgment, is against the Gentiles, is against the religion of the Gentiles. It is, the judgment is against the faith that concerns Jesus, that faith which the Christian Gentile church advocates. Judgment day is here. The day of salvation is also here. Okay? You have a way out. You know the truth. You have a way out. And the way is the way out, away from evil, which is the Christian teaching, is that departure, departing from the faith. You hear the truth, you act on the truth. You forsake the foolish and live. You live without the lie of Jesus, the lie concerning Jesus. You live without that lie. And you live in truth. You live in light of the truth that Jesus is a fictitious character. The Gentiles lied to you. They preached, you believed, but now you hear the truth that comes from God and you act on it. That's all the reason you need. Depart from evil and turn to the living God. Then you are going in the way of understanding, which Proverbs 9:6 admonishes you to do. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. I've given you understanding of the resurrection of the dead. I've shown you the law of faith in earlier broadcasts. I've shown you the iniquities of the Gentiles, which you did not know that the Bible talked about and dealt with so much. You have knowledge of the truth. You are responsible to act upon it. Do it now. Do it now. Quit the faith like men, the Bible says. Quit the faith. It's shown to be evil. It's found to be evil. Depart. Do good and depart from evil. Forsake the